It's Tuesday, so here's how we set this up. It's Tuesday now. We're already out of material, and we need to put out the signal because we need to.
You don't have to keep going with this.
Joining us in studio,
Gordon.
I heard George say you'll forget by week three.
Yes. And this is week three.
Is it?
Well, it's the third appearance.
That's right. The first one was just promoting the next one.
Right. And this one is back selling the second one.
I thought that was week zero, and then this is two.
It doesn't matter.
I question his mental sanity anyway, because for the last 15 minutes,
what?
He's just been going, gives me.
Well, I got some loot brain happening right now, and
setting up his Twitch camera.
Well, that's right. We're on Twitch as well.
We're on Twitch.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is kind
like
of a lot
that.
Of pressure.
I don't like video.
You don't?
No. I like
Why?
Audio.
You're pretty.
I don't want audio.
You look great.
Yeah, you're pretty.
I didn't comb my hair today, and you know, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, welcome to the show again, Gordon.
Thank you.
A few weeks ago when you first announced that you were going to, or you had talked to us and said, hey, what if we do a weekly bit?
Put you up against the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do some fun stuff.
And we said, sure. I mean, you know, we love us some Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
I won't have to wake up early and listen then. I can just have him here, right?
Just do Muse and...
That is correct.
Yeah, do everything you did today. So, I felt special.
Mm-hmm.
I felt, man, he kind of... I mean, he's got a little connection with Blake, because Blake will...
Not really.
...do some producing of your Saturday night shows, right?
Yes. Yeah, Blake is a member of Gordo's Funhouse. Of fun.
You love saying Kemp Spin, and then I just thought, wow, this is cool.
Kemp Spin.
We're going to be... Besides the Musers, Marconi winning Musers, will be the show that Gordon joins. We'll be the ones.
We're the only one.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Right.
And
what?
Since this day, now all of a sudden you're on the hard line every other day.
Now he's giving it up to the whole neighborhood.
He's on intentional grounding.
Why are you slut shaming me for that? You're radio slut shaming me.
Intentional grounding?
Slut. Take it back.
No.
Like, what show are you not on? And now when someone tunes in and hears you, they'll say,
the kick around? I was on the kick around this weekend.
You'll say, it's Gordon again. He's on all these other shows. They won't know that this is where it was originally stolen from.
But
like,
I wasn't.
They're stealing our bit.
I wasn't on the hard line.
This is a Hang Zone production.
Fake Jerry was on the hard line.
Production.
Well, you were on in E! News.
No.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Fake Jerry was, and Fentanyl Barney was.
I remember when we were the home of Fake Jerry. When Fake Jerry called Real Jerry.
Yeah, remember that?
Asking about lovemaking.
It's almost like yesterday. Let's take a listen back.
All right, let's do that.
Hear the harp sound as we travel. Okay, we're back now.
Sorry, Cam.
Live.
Trapped you.
I did enjoy, so I got sucked in by the Musers. I was on delay listening on the app, the Sports Day DFW app.
It's not called being sucked in. It's just you're enjoying the program.
No, I got sucked in on this.
Okay. So to speak.
That I didn't know really what time it was because I time shifted.
Mm-hmm.
I time traveled through the app. And I heard George or Craig, who knows?
Greg.
They said coming up next is Greg Olson, and we had fun with Greg Olson audio, so I thought, I'd like to hear Greg Olson. I wonder how he sounds just in a conversational situation, not on the TV. And then it turned out to be it was 8:40 when I did the time shifting. And
so you fell for a guest we were having on at 8:40. You thought, this is going to be the time where the Musers talk to the real person.
I've fallen for that before. In my early listening...
Fernando will book a play-by-play guy on you, or a
Never
sports writer.
In my early days of listening to the
I
ticket...
I said I didn't know the time. I was time-shifting.
Okay, don't yell at Monty like that.
It was 9-something.
He's doing you a solid by filling in.
I rewound the app.
I have definitely tuned in to hear Tiger Woods before, because I thought you had him.
Well, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, don't yell at Blake like that.
Let's go keep playing. Some people are gullible.
I thought y'all had a real medieval bully on one time.
Okay. And all right. Now I think Monty is.
See, he's not
Monty's making a mockery of this.
I'm trying to compliment you, and I'm trying to help your show. Or wait, you're trying to help our show.
Oh, we got Georgia swim coach, sweet.
So I've never heard her on before. I've heard the fake one they do, but not the real one.
It'd be great.
So Blake is fascinated with Greg Olsen, too.
Yeah. And
are we completely off base on that? Doesn't he sound like a gently scolding kindergarten teacher?
I like that. We call him, what do we call him?
David Attenborough.
We first called him Nat Geo Greg.
Okay. So it's like when David Attenborough, look at that.
He sees that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, yeah.
He's very breathy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here they were replaying a sack.
Blitz coming. Rush in trouble. He is decked. How did he hold on to it? Jalen Ramsey with the sack. Well, you mentioned Zeke Elliott. His big role is pass protection. You're going to see Pollard. He's in there. Watch Jalen Ramsey come off the edge. Pollard's got to see that.
I can't stand that. I don't know why it grates on my ears so much.
Watch Jalen Ramsey come off the edge. Pollard's got to see that.
Oh, watch Jalen Ramsey coming off the edge.
But Blake noticed something else.
See that.
And I guess you notice this when you're trying to cut audio and you're trying to wait for the part where he'll stop speaking. But he, what is it? He just pauses at the wrong
time. Yeah, he's got terrible sentence cadence. Like, he'll just, like, go really fast, but then pause.
They have metal bats, too, which I didn't realize until I got there.
Finish his sentence.
So this is how we're going to help your show, maybe. We can give you a little, because I know you like to study someone's speech patterns. And
love it. And, I loved studying it. Who was that? I missed
who was that?
That was Pat.
Okay.
Pat
Earns. Pat Earns. I think number one was
Man, I had a good one the other day, and it was off air. Can I mention it?
Please.
Sure.
I was talking with someone, and they were telling me some long, boring story about a surgical procedure someone had.
Hello.
And they went under general anesthesia.
Addies!
And I thought that is quality, right?
That's a high-ranking
it's
woman.
It's a hybrid.
That's a twofer.
It's our first brigadier general that's a female.
And they just kept droning on their stupid story.
They didn't miss a beat.
they didn't understand the goal.
Well,
they
weren't familiar with the bit.
They're talking about the tumor being removed from their stage 4 cancer.
They're telling me about their...
And how did they not laugh?
Their brother-in-law who
got a
tumor cut out.
Because of the chemo.
And in the middle of their conversation, I just light up and look at them and go, Addies! Yeah. Very unexplained.
All right, so here's...
Okay.
Here's the pausing that Greg Olsen will do as well.
But the biggest impact he makes is they can now free up Micah Parsons to play a little bit more along the defensive line, which you've seen him do more this year than he did last year in his rookie of the year season.
All right, I think I have an explanation for that. That's him getting confused and stopped down by people talking in his ear.
You think?
Yeah, that's producers talking in his ear, and he's just not used to it yet.
See, a TV guy like Gordon would know.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
that.
I'm really a TV guy. I haven't done TV in like a decade. But, Dan.
But you
that
have
sounds like
done
a brag. Mark that.
Quite a bit of TV.
I haven't done high-level TV.
I've done TV in a decade, bro.
The host of the Mark.
High-level successful TV in a decade.
Smart I am. Have you interviewed Cam Gigonde?
Say it again.
Nah, I'll mess it up again.
Yes, I have interviewed Cam Gigonde.
So this is our weekly
segment. That's a weird
one
to ask about.
With Gordon. He
yes,
might pop on the Hardline now and again. He might infiltrate other shows like Intentional Grounding, but they can't claim they have you for a weekly.
Yeah, Gordo.
That's true. Except for the Hardline.
Oh.
Thursdays at 4:50 on the Hardline.
Did you like Attitudinal Tie just there, reaffirming?
In drop form.
Yeah.
Are you really... Every week on the Hardline?
Well,
I feel so bad.
I'm so sorry, Dan.
I used to think this was great.
He was gleaming.
We were high-fiving after last week's show. Man,
but you have to understand the point of me being
Gordon
on the Hardline
really
is promote this appearance.
Okay, I want to hear that.
Yeah, okay. Gordo.
I did hear you promote this morning. That was great.
See there?
But now he's promoting his Hardline appearance, so that just evens it out.
Yes, for people who may not be listening now, I want you to listen on to the hard line at 4:50 on Thursdays when I tell you about my visit now on the Hang Zone. When I tell you what happened on the Hang Zone.
Well, here he is, Gordon.
Thank you, Dan. Where's the applause? I have no idea when you guys have to hit break, so just let me know. You're a fan of Bill Murray, right?
Sure.
Monty?
Yeah.
Have you followed the Bill Murray controversy?
The Me Too stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was doing a film for Aziz Ansari, who has also had his own issues. You guys remember the Aziz Ansari issues?
Yeah, that was like a date, right? Where he had a different recollection.
You mean an assault?
It was.
It wasn't an assault at all.
They did go on a date.
Hey, stop!
It wasn't an assault at all.
They went on a date.
Here's Dan.
He said, "Hey, let's do a little something down here." She did, and then she was upset about
it
afterwards.
Not tonight, sweetheart.
As I recall.
Well, see, the Kim Spin file says had a minor Me Too moment when he pulled it out on a date.
Kim Spin.
Minor.
What is it?
Minor, yeah. His penis.
Mm. And you're saying it's minor? His penis minor? Why is that, Monty? Is there some reason why
to fight
someone
gotcha
like
guy.
Anziz has
you
minor?
Me. You got me, gotcha guy. I'll go ahead and delete my Twitter account.
Delete your Twitter. And you know what? Destroy your own life. And you know what you need to do then? Do better after all that.
Hopefully in reincarnation, I'll be better.
Yeah.
When I'm a
no funeral.
I guess.
So Bill Murray is doing this movie with Aziz Ansari, and they are 50% through filming it. When Bill Murray committed some inappropriate behavior against a female staff member, and they halted the production, and there's talk that it will not resume, it's over with. So Aziz Ansari's big comeback movie, directorial debut, has now been scuttled because of 72-year-old Bill Murray pinning
a female staffer to a bed and straddling her.
And then kissing her. Although they were both wearing masks.
So was it the effort he was this was comedic?
He says that he thought that she was flirting with them and that they were just having a light little moment.
What
there.
Was she wearing? That's important.
Monty?
Just the mask.
Oh jeez.
Does it count as kissing if you're wearing a mask?
Masks? Hey.
Apparently, Ty's taking calls right now. 888-787.
Yeah, light him up.
Well, it is an interesting question. I mean, if you're both wearing masks, there's no contact flesh on flesh, which makes it a little bit better when it comes to transmitting any mononucleosis, right? The kissing disease.
Is that what she was worried about? Getting mono?
So if you're wearing
himself on her?
So that'd be like if you're wearing gloves, you could grab her jug over her shirt, right?
There's no contact?
Right. If two people wearing masks is okay for the kissing assault.
Bonnie, what's your take on that?
Gordon's the one pitching this argument. I would defer to him.
I say it's all wrong.
You're just playing devil's advocate?
No. I'm playing Angel's prosecutor. Or whatever the opposite of devil's advocate is.
You said he pinned her down, right? Wasn't that part of it?
He straddled
the opposite
her.
Of a devil be God, not just an angel.
I don't. Well the devil was an angel.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, fallen angel.
Well, you clearly know more about the Bible and stuff than me.
And stuff.
Go ahead. Okay. Back to you.
So, yeah, he straddled her, and his weight held her in place, and she said that was very frightening and alarming.
Yeah, that seems more held in place than the mask thing.
Yeah.
Restraining her.
So he wasn't joking around. He actually thought she was kind of into it.
That's the way the story reads, yes.
With the fun little struggle.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, what?
You just said, mm-hmm, so I'd like you to follow up and
I was saying uh-huh to one of Monty's earlier comments before we went on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I realized just then I
you're
forgot to answer you.
You're going to fall off that fence
when you asked if I liked pizza.
You're going to fall off.
Did you say where this took place? Was it on set?
I think it did, yeah. But you know what? It's not really clear that it happened on set.
Hold Isn't
on.
That like when you're on air? You can't really be busted for Me Too? If you're on, you're at work.
I know you convince yourself of that, but I don't think that's true.
I think you need to update the guidelines with which you move through
the
world.
You're working on an old HR manual.
Yeah.
You need to update it.
I know when you join the ticket.
Right.
They gave you a manual.
As long as the mic is on, it's okay.
There goes. There's Mike. Manual.
Or manual.
Or mic.
He just said Ola.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Murray had been overly
He's
friendly
allowed to say that.
And allegedly sexual. Are you full-blown?
Full-blown
Hispanic?
What? I'm half-blown.
Oh.
Hell yeah, bro.
So was Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, I'm a blue-balled Mexican.
Oh,
half.
God. It's...
What?
Pelota.
Anyway, Murray settled with her for $100,000. In exchange for a super ironclad confidentiality agreement.
Can I go ahead and tell you what Dan's thinking? Dan's thinking, would you let Bill Murray straddle you and kiss you with no mask?
Yeah, that seems like an Amari.
How is everyone able to predict Dan's thoughts?
Exactly. I feel like that's just a low offer. Right?
That's the Amari Cooper of NDAs.
That seems very low.
You could have gotten a lot more.
Look at Jerry's fun baby.
What's her name again? I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
Got a lifetime of stuff, rent.
And heartache.
She got a Range Rover.
She got a Range Rover for her 16th birthday.
That is no compensation for not having a father be in your life.
Actually, Gordon.
Uh-oh. I stepped in it here.
My father left me and my mother when I was a baby.
Which one?
My biological father, first one.
But the other one's left later, so that compensated for it.
I think it's a you problem, bro.
Well, but the point is...
Yeah, the one constant here is you.
He didn't leave me anything. So if he had left me millions of dollars and a Range Rover when I was 16, I don't think I'd be complaining about it.
But your real dad left when you were a six-month-old, right?
Yeah.
So why would he give you a Range Rover?
He had enough.
Jerry left this girl when she was not even born.
Yeah, but he didn't leave her a Range Rover then.
He gave it to her 16 years later.
Yeah, but think of all the depreciation that happened in 16 years on that
thing. I don't think he bought the Range Rover the day that she was conceived.
My point is, Jerry shouldn't be criticized. He should be lauded for, hey, at least you did financially support this baby.
Get your pump on
whereas
my,
two, three crow.
My biological father did not do any of that. He just left us.
But he came back around later and made good on all.
Never.
When's the last time you talked
but
to him?
But you I've still never get to communication.
I've never talked to him. So give me the whole Jerry. Give me Jerry as my biological. You know what I'm going to say.
Go ahead. You would accept Jerry as your biological father?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
What if there was no Range Rover involved?
What if he hooked up with Grand McDowell?
What if it's just a Camry?
Go ahead. He hooked up with Grand McDowell. Go do your thing.
Stop.
I'm eating on the air.
So here's the thing, though. So if Jerry was your biological father,
yeah.
Then you would have that Veruca would be your half sister, right?
Yeah.
And you may have some GSA with her. You know what that is?
I do not.
Genetics.
Sexual attraction.
You have sexual attraction to those you share genetics with?
If you're not raised with them.
You really do?
Yeah.
Someone
that's
from
like
Mississippi
a thing.
Would know that.
No cap.
I've never heard of that.
Look into it.
I'm not as learned as Gordon.
Look into it.
That's why a lot of people that reunite with their birth families, sometimes bad stuff happens.
I don't
like Targaryen stuff?
I don't think that you have
Yeah, they
any...
go full Targaryen.
Huh.
Oh, that's cool. We're royalty.
By the way, did you see that latest one?
Yeah, he's not looking so good.
Yeah, the king.
So if I had... Looks if like I do run into my biological father on the street somewhere...
That's what I'll look like in about 2 years.
You're saying if I happened upon my biological father out on the street, I might be attracted to him.
There's a good chance that you would hook up.
I'd want to make out with him.
Yes.
Not because to have a mask on.
You would want to share bodily communion with that person that you have longed for connection with your whole life.
You'll finally get the skin on skin with him.
Just wear a mask when you make out and then it doesn't count.
Yeah, when you pin him down...
When you straddle him on the set of a and sorry movie.
Masks. Okay.
I can't believe you never heard of that.
Something that you just made up? How would you not believe
I didn't make it up. Look it up right now.
What's it called? GSA?
Yes. Look, get up. GTA? Open up Google.
Google.
And
Google it.
And type in.
Why am I attracted to my birth sister?
Yeah, they have a GSA.gov. What is that?
That's the government.
That's the government.
Like
that's the governmental
General
arm of
Services
it.
Administration.
It's the CDC for incest.
Whoa.
GSA incest? What if I type that?
I guess that'll probably get you there.
Genetic sexual attraction, Wikipedia.
There you go. They have a picture of
here's something from
you
the
and
Cumbria.
Jerry.
A concept in which a strong sexual attraction may develop between close blood relatives who first meet as adults.
It's not a normal sexual attraction. This is strong.
There is no evidence for genetic sexual attraction being an actual phenomenon.
Ah, see?
And the hypothesis is regarded as pseudoscience.
Did you just fake this?
Ah, see there?
I knew you were the Joe Rogan of the ticket.
Us. Yeah, he ball sacked us. Am I going to get ball sacked here?
What is that?
It's
like seeing a tweet on Twitter
something
that's
you hold
not
your
real.
Balls in.
What if you just broke the news of what a ball
okay,
sack was?
Okay, look up lemonparty.org, and I think you'll understand a little
now,
bit more
I
of what
I'm
talking about.
I think we're running out of time.
It might redirect you to
good thing we took that mix early.
Anyway, I didn't know the Bill Murray story was going to go here, but it did.
Okay, let's pause
due to
here.
Monty. Okay.
And we'll follow up. We'll keep this going next Tuesday.
That's only fair.
In our weekly segment called...
What is it?
I thought you just played the drum.
I thought there was an outro to this thing.
Yeah, he's...
Uh-oh.
Gordo.
He's moving at warp speed in there.
Boy, you have no urgency right now.
That's amazing.
Are you working in molasses?
He's like Neo in the middle of all the other guys coming at him.
He looks like
Gordo! Yeah!
Yay!
Moving in water.
Best friends!
Thanks, Gordo.
Thank you, Hang Zone. I love you, and it's good to see you, Monty.
Monty
talks with me every Saturday night on Discord.
We're Discord pen pals.
We're Discord friends. It's fun.